Today, September 23rd, is the feast day of St. Pio of Petrolcina, known as Padre Pio. Padre Pio was born in Italy in 1887. He just died in 1968 at the age of 81. He's what was called a victim soul, somebody who filled up in his own flesh the sufferings of Christ for the sake of the body of Christ, the church. He was called a living crucifix because he bore the wounds of Christ, the stigmata, for over 50 years. When we look at his life, we see that his baptismal name was Francesco. He was named after St. Francis of Assisi. And like his namesake, he would bear the wounds of Christ. You know, St. Francis is the first official stigmatist of the Catholic Church. St. Francis was a deacon. Padre Pio would become a priest. Padre Pio was one of eight children, and he was a Franciscan Capuchin, ordained in the year 1910. And like many young priests in Italy, he was drafted into the army as a soldier. But when they did some medical tests on him, some amazing things happened. They put a thermometer in his mouth. The thermometer broke because it was over 125 degrees. They had to get special thermometers and to test his temperature. And it was over 125 degrees, and he did not go into delirium. They couldn't figure out this diagnosis. They diagnosed him eventually, they said, with tuberculosis. So they sent him out of the army back to his monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo, gave him a couple months to live, and expected him to die a few months later. He lived 51 more years. On September 20th, 1918, Padre Pio was praying in front of a crucifix, and there, just like St. Francis of Assisi, received the visible marks of the crucifixion called the stigmata in his palms of his hands and his feet and the wound in the side. And these continued for over 50 years until his death in 1968. The wounds would bleed very slowly. They never became infected, but they would continue to bleed and cause pain that he would offer up for the conversion of the world and for the conversion of poor sinners. In addition to the stigmata, there were many other miraculous things that the Lord did in his life. Padre Pio could bilocate, which means he could be in two places at once. On one occasion, on a warm summer day, they walked into his room, his cell, and it was maybe 90 degrees in there. Padre Pio was kneeling, covered in snow. He, at the same time, he was saving a young boy on a mountaintop in the snowstorm. At the exact same time, he was praying in his cell. Many American fighter pilots that were dropping bombs on different parts of Italy related that they would see Padre Pio out in front of their airplane telling them not to bomb certain places or certain churches or cities in order to save lives. So again, countless examples and eyewitnesses of his ability to bilocate, a great miracle that God worked in his life. He also had this heavenly fragrance. People would come into his presence and this beautiful aroma, this heavenly fragrance of a otherworldly perfume would fill the room when Padre Pio would walk into it at times. Or if somebody got a letter, or let's say they were asking him to pray, they were in America, he was in Italy, they would smell this heavenly perfume, this heavenly fragrance, which some of the saints have had. A miraculous gift that Padre Pio had was the ability to read souls. He would hear confessions, usually 10 to 12 hours a day, hundreds of confessions each day. Sometimes people would try to hide their sins or not say all their sins, and he would remind them, what about this? What about that? And he would remind them of sins that they were trying to conceal. So he had the ability to read souls. So Padre Pio was an incredible a priest of the last century, and his work, especially in converting poor sinners, hearing confessions, praying for people. There were countless cures, even examples of people raised from the dead, men, women, and children raised from the dead, that the Lord worked through him. His great love, of course, was Jesus in the Eucharist and the Holy Mass. He said it would be easier for the earth to carry on without the sun in the sky than without the Holy Mass. So his whole life was the Eucharist and the Mass. Of course, his tender devotion to our Blessed Mother, his devotion to his guardian angel, and especially to Saint Michael, the Archangel. There were Padre Pio prayer groups all throughout the world. By the time of his death, there were over 68,000 members of the Padre Pio prayer groups. He died in 1968 on September 23rd. Over 100,000 people attended his funeral. He's beatified in 1999 and canonized in 2002. And really, one of the last things that Padre Pio had was the gift of prophecy. There was a young seminarian that came to Padre Pio. Padre Pio told him that one day he would become the Pope. Of course, that was a young Pope John Paul II as a young seminarian. So again, this incredible man, incredible saint and priest, Padre Pio, truly a victim soul who offered everything, his 50 years of pain and suffering and his hands and his feet, the stigmata. He offered that for Holy Mother Church, for the conversion of poor sinners, for the salvation of souls. He truly was a living crucifix. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic, and you can take a moment after Mass to venerate it in the back of church. Through the intercession of Saint Pio of Petrolcina, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.